Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. For gardeners tired of heat and longing for cooler weather, September can provide welcome relief. Cool fronts often begin to make their way this far south in late September, but days in the 90s are not uncommon this month, and after a long hot summer, these scorching days are especially hard to bear for gardeners and their landscapes. Insect pests have had all summer to build up their population levels. Keep your eye out for pests such as mealybugs, aphids, leafhoppers, scales, and whiteflies. Another pest, spider mites, can also be very damaging to a wide variety of plants. A good, low-toxicity pesticide for these pests is a light horticultural oil spray, such as year-round spray oil or all-seasons oil. While daytime temperatures highs stay in the 90s, spray in the cooler morning hours before 9 a.m. Continue to do most of your work in the cooler morning or evening hours, and also don't forget your mosquito repellent, as this is the time that mosquitoes will be out more frequently. Important chores include trimming back overgrown bedding plants and tropicals such as lantana, pentas, and patience, periwinkles, or vinca, hibiscus, and many others. If you do so now, these plants will look much better into the fall and bloom for you more frequently. It is, however, too late to plant any of your spring flowering trees or shrubs. Also, continue weeding. Mulch your garden and you won't have to do nearly as much weeding as you would if you didn't add new mulch. Watering is also important this time of year. It's best done in the morning. You don't want the water to sit on the foliage of the plants in the evening hours, creating disease and other problems. And grooming plants by picking off faded flowers and trimming attractive foliage is yet another chore that needs to be done this time of year. If you have received garden catalogs offering spring bulbs, you should make your selections and order these very soon. We plant most of our spring flowering bulbs in October and November. Also, check your local nurseries for what they have available. As mentioned before, it's too late to plant warm season, and it's also too early to plant cool season bedding plants. You could still plant transplants of warm season bedding plants, but we are getting towards the end of their growing season, and you won't get your money's worth out of them. Even a bare area would probably be best mulched and held over until next month, when cool season annuals could be planted. One last fertilizer application to your lawn may be done in early September. If your lawn has an acceptable color and an acceptable rate of growth, this fertilizer application is optional. You could use commonly available lawn fertilizer or use an all-purpose formulation following package directions very carefully. Chinch bugs can be bad this time of year and could continue damage to your lawn until cooler, moist weather arrives. Look for dead, tan, straw-like areas in sunny, dry locations, such as along concrete surfaces and between sidewalks and the street. Be on the lookout for these areas that continue to grow larger from day to day. Treat promptly with bifenthrin or other labeled chemicals for chinch bugs and be sure to follow the directions very carefully. After properly dealing with chinch bugs in the lawn, you may consider planting sod into these bare areas. Here are four steps to remediate that area. First, you want to remove any dead grass that's plaguing your lawn. Next, you want to turn the soil over and then rake it smooth and make sure that it's graded and level. Third, plant the sod. One of the easiest tips on planting sod is to make sure that the green side is up. That's really it. Fourth, keep it well watered and established. You may feel better next spring not seeing these dead spots in an otherwise green, lush lawn, and your lawn will be more attractive this fall having this newly planted sod. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.